theming for my radio show. This is something I've been talking about for like, I don't know, like 3 weeks. And so tonight we're starting off with a very easy and broad theme, love, actually. So all these songs are love songs. They're not necessarily relationship love songs. There's songs that can be love platonically, like platonic love and things like that. So it's very broad grouping of songs and genres, but the main theme of all these songs are love. And so the first song tonight is You're My Best Friend by Queen. This is a song about platonic love, and it's a great song, and I think it's a great mood starter for my hour-long night here tonight in the studio, and I hope everyone's having a great Friday. And without further ado, here it is, You're My Best Friend by Queen, who, if you haven't seen that movie already, you should go see, by the way. It's a great movie. Yeah, so here it is. That was You're My Best Friend by Queen. Up next, we have a new band I actually just discovered. Well, I didn't just discover them. They've been around forever. It's Oasis. You know, they're known for Wonderwall. But other than that song, I had never really, you know, explored them and never really, you know, listened to them at all. But just recently, I started exploring them, and there's this great song, and it's called She's Electric. And it's the lyrics are really sweet, and so I hope you enjoy this one. It's a great song.
She's in.
You just listened to She's Electric by Oasis. Yep. Okay, so basically I was in here the other day. I was helping out volunteering and I was sorting records and things like that. And someone got on the mic and, you know, it showed me the difference between like a beginner like me and someone who's clearly been doing this for a while, because she just, like, her transitions were super clean and her voice was just like, it sounded like it was like practice and made for radio and things like that. So I'm sort of like starting to listen more to radio and just listening to how they talk and just like what they do between songs and things like that, because it really is something that goes unnoticed a lot of the times, and it makes a really big difference. So for my listeners, I'm trying to elevate the listening experience with that. So I'm going to try like saying different things maybe throughout the night to sort of introduce and transition between songs and discussion and whatever happens. So yeah, so that you just listened to She's Electric, and coming up next we have Barely Legal by The Strokes. This is going to conclude the first three songs, which I selected to be like oldie, like guitar-y vibes, and then after that we sort of jump into three more songs that are more new and modern, but still all about love. And so, yeah. So here it is, Barely Legal by The Strokes. As a 18-year-old, this song, you know, it hits close to home, you know, being young and free. And that's what this song is about. I know that was very cliche and cringy, but yeah, it is true. It's like, you know, you only are 18 once, so I am making the most of that. So here it is, Barely Legal by The Strokes.
Make
You just listened to Barely Legal by The Strokes. Thinking about it, I think it's kind of weird that there's, I think they were like in their like 30s and they're singing about like a being about a barely legal person, which is a little weird if you think about it, but it's okay because it's a fire song, it's a banger. So up next, here is this transition. It's still a love song, but it is now more modern. We're going to go with All I Want by Olivia Rodrigo. From High School Musical, the musical, the series. Yes, that is a mouthful. Oh my gosh. If you watch this show, the first season was fire. Then Olivia Rodrigo blew up. And once she left, this show went downhill. And it's awful now. So don't watch it. Only watch the first season. It was really good. I think I watched it 2 years ago during Christmas time. And it was very nice. It was just a nice time when that show first came out. So here's the song. The song is super, super, super good, and I think it really put her on the map. So, yeah. All I Want, Olivia Rodrigo.
I found a guy who told me I was a star. He held the door, held my hand in the dark. And he's perfect on paper, but he's lying to my face. Does he think that I'm the kind of girl who needs to be saved? And there's one more boy, he's from my past. We fell in love, but it didn't last. 'Cause the second I figure it out, it pushes me away. And I won't fight for love if you won't meet me halfway. And I say that I'm through, but this song's still for you. All I want is love that lasts. Is all I want too much to ask? Is it something? At the end of the day, shouldn't that be enough for me? Ooh. And I miss the days when I was young and naive. I thought the perfect guy would come and find me. Now happy ever after, it don't come so easily. All I want is love that lasts. It's all I want, too much to ask. Is it something wrong with me? Oh, all I want is a good guy. Are my expectations far too high? Try my best, but what can I say? All I have is myself at the end of the day, and all I want is for that to be okay.
What a beautiful, gentle piano there to finish off that song. Now, as that song was playing, I actually sent it to my musical friend, my roommate Luke, who plays the violin for 17 years. And so I'm mentioning that because if you have a musical friend, like, please, on my behalf, like, annoy them and send them songs you love and make them learn how to play it for you. Because there's nothing better than seeing, like, someone live in person playing your favorite songs, especially when they're, like, super good at it and they can, like, put their own spin on stuff. So you know, if they love music, they'll love learning new stuff too. So it's a win-win for both sides. So if you have a friend, send them music you like, and I'm sure they'll happily play whatever song you like. And so with that, we have another song I really like, and I actually saw him perform this live. This is Here With Me by D4VD, or David. This song is very pretty. It blew up on TikTok. It was one of his two most popular songs, that and I forgot the name, but like everyone knows the two songs he makes, and I think this is the better one of those two. So here it is. Here With Me by D4VD. So closing that out is David with Here With Me. So those two songs I actually forgot to mention. The first thing I wanted to say about those two songs is, fun fact, David made these songs in his bedroom with an iPhone. He was using an app on the iPhone. He had no professional thing. He had closed his bedroom, his closet door in his bedroom, and just recorded these. And so I think that should, if you're hesitant to start playing music or making music or creating anything, what I say to that is just go do it. The worst thing that can happen is you fail, and then if you fail, you just try again. It's just go for it and do what makes you happy. Do what you love. Don't let whatever people say like bring you down and stop you from doing things. Because he literally blew up just by making a song in his bedroom, because he just decided he wanted to do it. And I think that's so cool. And I think that really shows how important and impactful it is to be creative. So yeah, just be creative. And I also wanted to mention about the Olivia Rodrigo song. She actually made that song for the show. I think it was like her first written song, and they let her make whatever song she wanted. And she wrote up a banger, and that's how everyone knew she was gonna be amazing and be super big. Up next, we have Faye Webster, Right Side of My Neck. This was an adorable trend on TikTok for a while, where like you would look back at them, and it was like for couples. So I think this was a perfect love song here. If you know, you know. Her album cover for the album this song is in is oddly disgusting. Yeah, I don't know why she would do that. If you're curious, look up Atlanta Millionaires Club album, Faye Webster. Feel free to call in and let us know your reaction to that, because it's disgusting. And yeah, so here it is, Faye Webster, Right Side of My Neck. And yeah, this is a great song as well. I forgot to mention that. That was Right Side of My Neck by Faye Webster. This is the last. This song is gonna throw us into a quick little backtrack to the first three song vibe. This is INXS with my favorite song that they ever made. It's called Beautiful Girl. This song makes me want to just. I just love it so much. Like literally, it's so good. There's saxophone in it, and it just. It's so good. If there is any song I want you guys to listen to and put in your playlist, it's this one. Everyone should listen to this song. This song is amazing. That's all I can say. So without further ado, here it is. Thank you.
figures in the corner with the black coat on, running from a bad home with some cat inside. Where'd you find her? Among the neon lights that haunt the streets outside. She says, stay with me, beautiful girl. Stay with me, beautiful girl. Doorway to doorway, street corner to corner, neon ghosts in the city. And she says, stay with me, stay with me, stay with me, stay with me. Anything could happen right here tonight. Beautiful girl,
stay with me.
Beautiful girl,
stay with me.
You wanna go home? Stay with me, stay with me, beautiful girl.
What an amazing, amazing, immaculate song. That song slaps. I really cannot say anything else about that song. It's just so good. I really hope you guys love that song because I love it. And yeah, so now we're going to have another sweet, wholesome song that I relate to because it's about someone in Brooklyn, and I'm from Manhattan, New York City. So, you know, it hits kind of close to home. It's about Bruno Mars losing a girl on the subway, which I take to school. I used to take to school a lot. The subway is so much better than the T. If you didn't know, the T sucks. The subway, as much as I hated it, after using the T for like 4 months, I now see how much it sucks and how much the subway is better. So good on NYC, even though it does have its pitfalls, excuse me. So here is Somewhere in Brooklyn by Bruno Mars. Great song, here it is.
She was covered in leather and gold, 21 years old. I lost her in the cold. It's unfair, she's out there. Perfect, sitting at the train stop, red Nike high tops, listening to hip hop. While we were waiting, started conversating. Before I got a name, along came a train. She was covered in leather and gold, 21 years old. I lost her in the cold. It's unfair, she's out there. Somewhere, somewhere, somewhere in Brooklyn. She's somewhere.
street, kicking rocks, circling the same block. Greenpoint or Flatbush, checking every corner shop, tapping people's shoulders, asking if they know her. Every day's the same, it's back to the train. She was covered in leather and gold, 21 years old. I lost her in the cold. It's unfair, she's out there somewhere, somewhere, somewhere in Brooklyn. She's somewhere, somewhere, somewhere in Brooklyn.
What a fantastic, fantastic song. However, now it is 8:35. Oh my gosh. So you know what that means. Oh, it's eight. Oh my God. I said 8:35. Sorry. It's 11:35. Excuse me. So now it's time for our little PSA read by the guest in the studio tonight, Reed Mandel. Please, Reed, take it away.
In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposely manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
I'm going to give that a 10 out of 10 reading. That was very smooth.
Thank you.
No stuttering. That was great. But I must say, I'm all for fixing clothes. I'm all for recycling. But electronics, that's low-key kind of silly. Like, who in their right mind is going to take their iPhone and, like unscrew it and try to fix it themselves? Well, I know someone, my crazy father, who literally takes an iPad and dismantled it and bought a battery on Amazon and put the battery in, and then somehow he fixed it. And to this day, it's still shocking to me how he fixed it. But so yeah, Apple, hire him. He should get that bag for my fam. But anyways, up next we have a song that's very good from a small band called Somersault. This song is called Candy Wrappers, came out recently. So enjoy it. Here it is.
She found got no lemon drops.
I love artists who sing in that like falsetto tone. I wish I could do that. I think it works really well with a lot of music. But up next we have, I'm gonna say something hot here. This song is "Beautiful Boy" by John Lennon, which I think is kind of ironic since I'm pretty sure he was abusive towards his own family. So I don't know why he made a song like this. I think it was just I think he was abusive. I think so. So don't come at me, those diehard John Lennon fans. But so, yeah, I think it's kind of ironic that he made this song. But this song is beautiful. And I'm pretty sure it was for that a movie. I think it was about the Beautiful Boy movie about the kid growing up. And, like, they started filming it when he was, like, 5 or 4. I'm not sure. But anyways, here's "Beautiful Boy" by John Lennon.
Sailing away, I can hardly across the street. Take my hand. Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans.
Now, as we allow John Lennon and the beautiful sounds of the water take over, I'm gonna explain a little dilemma I'm having right now. This person in the studio here, and I learned how to call in, so you can call in and weigh on this dilemma here. This song I'm about to play will only be played because my friend here said I've never gone to a college party. Okay, I'm going to admit that live on air, which I don't think is something I should be ashamed of. I think that shows I'm an academic weapon. Oh my gosh. But there's this opportunity to go to BU to have a fun at a party, and my friend here who's gone before won't go with me unless I don't know why. I know why, because frat boys are absolutely disgusting. I shouldn't say that. They're a little they're a little unique, and it's a unique experience interacting with them. So he doesn't like them. He's afraid of them. And that's okay. It's okay to be afraid. But what I'm trying to get at is he won't go because he's afraid of frat boys, but I want him to go. So this next song, I think I'm not in the wrong for wanting him to go. I think he should get over his fear and just go to a party, and we can take on the frat boys together. So I think I'm right, and I think he's wrong. But anyways, I'll play his song because I'm a nice person, and I think, it's important to be nice to people. So I'm going to be nice and play this song out of charity for him. And it's called Ambrosia. I mean, it's by Ambrosia. It's called You're the Only Woman, which he claims is a love song. And by the way, this is yacht rock, which is a cool genre. So here it is.
You're the only woman that I really love. this, this foolish talk won't take us very far. And so I hope you're listening, cause I'm telling you about the way I'm feeling, what I'm going through. Because
you and I've been in love too long to worry about tomorrow. Here's a place where we both belong.
I know you're the only woman I've been dreaming of.
You're the only woman that I'm dreaming of.
I'll say you're
That was not a bad song, I must say. I kind of like that.
Now, up next, we have a song that is the best Harry Styles song there is, Adore You. This song is my alarm when I wake up in the mornings. It brightens my day every time I hear it. I hear it almost every morning, and I'm still not sick of it. And that, I think that is a testament to... to how good this song is. Okay, so here it is, Adore You by Harry Styles.
closing that one out, Harry Styles. Now I'm going to play like the most basic song in the world, but I love it. And it's Lover's Rock by TV Girl. And I think it's still on theme. You know, the theme is love. This song literally has the word love in it. Yep, that is Tufts math right there. I know. I'm so good at math. But here's Lover's Rock. Very basic, but still a banger. All right, that was Lover's Rock by TV Girl. This might be the last song of the night. I think this is a great song to end it off because it encapsulates love. This is Glue Song by Bia Badoobi. Bia Badoobi. Yeah, I said it right. Bia Badoobi. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Bia Badoobi. Oh my gosh. This is Glue Song. This is Sweet Treats, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Freeform Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm so glad you stuck with me all night. Just before I go, I want everyone to do a quick posture check. If you're sitting down, sit up straight, get that posture in. You know, it's important to have good posture. So here it is, Glue Song, last song of the night. Please enjoy it.